right, it is 5:30 on Tuesday, June 20th. I'd like to welcome everybody to a regularly scheduled meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. If we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody in person and those listening via the web. Hi, Mom. We normally have our departmental morning. We do not have Lieutenant Leach in attendance with us tonight. Were there, we have two sets of minutes to approve from our June 5th and June 12th meeting. Were there any additions and or corrections?
I didn't have any.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve those as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Tickery?
Yes.
And then on our agenda, we do have under new business a JEDZ discussion. And then also under executive session to discuss a potential real estate transaction. Were there any other agenda updates?
No, that sounds good. Please, I make a motion to add those subjects. Okay.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right, we have our bills submitted by our fiscal officer.
Hold on. I added those two checks after that fact, so there's the total.
So I move to approve $180,257.78 as presented by the fiscal officer for the payment of the bills.
Second.
If you want to see it.
Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And we did have one bit of correspondence that we all received regarding the self-storage moratorium that we put in place. And I guess Eric wanted to discuss this a little bit. I guess when I envisioned the moratorium, it was on new facilities.
Well, this was an existing facility, but it had to go through a new site plan review, as well as go to the BZA for what they wanted to do.
Right, because it's not actually self-storage.
Right, it would be outdoor storage.
So a completely different product than what they have there now. So exactly. I can see where you would say we put a moratorium in place. And
is existing footprint changing at all?
Okay.
Basically, there was going to be a certain number of buildings, and they've only built several of those. And instead of having additional buildings, they were going to leave it open, and they wanted to store motorhomes, RVs, whatever. So it would be a different use than before. It would be outdoor storage instead of enclosed building storage.
But, I mean, nothing is changing outside the fence.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And I guess that, when I envisioned the moratorium, is that I was envisioning new facilities or expansion of existing facilities. And I guess in reading your report, they're moving the pieces around on the inside. They're not expanding the footprint of the existing facility.
They're not expanding the footprint, but it would be their original facility specifically said it would have no outdoor storage. And so okay. This is a different animal. Basically, it would have to be reviewed all over again.
Okay,
like
so
it was new.
You just clarified it. So the existing plan that indicated no outdoor storage.
That's correct.
They're requesting now outdoor storage.
Yes.
So does that fall under the moratorium? Here's where I get to, because you make the apertures. You made that very clear for me. So is that a moratorium issue, or is that an issue that our zoning doesn't allow for that, and it needs to go to the BZA, and the BZA needs to say no thanks. You said all outdoor storage. You said all covered storage. You got to stick with that plan. So I don't know which one it is, Chuck. Is it a moratorium because we need to clarify our self-storage better, and that moratorium gives us time to do that, or is it already clarified in our zoning code that outdoor storage is different than self-storage, and...
Yeah, I guess that would be my... what is our zoning... Is there a specific zoning change between self-storage and outdoor storage?
They're both in self-storage, but one thing that is that did change was they were in the process, and they needed to update their landscaping before I could accept it. And the final landscaping plan did come in after the moratorium, so I couldn't have accepted it before the moratorium.
Yeah. The landscaping
plan for
inside the fence, so
that's correct, because outdoor storage has a lot more visual effect than being inside buildings. If you have, you know, 12-foot RVs or whatever, you need to have large landscaping in order to hide that.
Did you know the outdoor storage was coming before we put the moratorium in?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it probably has to run through the process now. Now, that doesn't mean I think the BZA should agree to it. I don't have any say over what the BZA does anyway. I'm just saying we knew self-storage was there. You knew outdoor storage was coming. We didn't know that when we put the moratorium in place. We thought more self-storage would be built.
Right.
But you knew outdoor storage. And you could have stood up and said, hey, before you place this moratorium, which is what we heard sort of last time too about moratoriums, know that I'm working on this. And I don't know if we would have done anything different or not. I have no idea, Eric, but you knew it. So I think we are now, at least in my opinion, I think we now have to let that process take place.
Yeah, I guess my thought, like I said, is if the outdoor storage would normally need to go through the BZA anyway,
yeah.
You know, like I said, let it run its process through that course. And my interpretation of the moratorium is on new facilities. This is just basically a modification of an existing facility that we have rules in our zoning code,
yeah.
and a modification process through the BZA in place that can let...
And all I'm saying, Chuck, differently than you, is if he wouldn't have known about the outdoor storage coming, it would be a change, and we could put some moratorium and say, sorry, you can put more covered storage in, but you can't do the outdoor.
Right.
But he knew about it, so we end up at the same place.
Right.
Are you thinking something different, Trudy? Can you convince me I should change my mind?
Well, I was just thinking that it was meant on new, new to come, not something that's already been established. So to me, I don't think this causes a road stop for what they want to do. They're there, they're existing. The original thing was no outdoor storage. I'm saying throw it back to the zoning inspector and leave the moratorium in place for new upcoming self-storage units.
Okay, you're saying the same thing.
Right. So okay. I'm just saying we're not going to stop them. They have to go through the process.
With the BZA.
With the BZA for the outdoor storage. But like you said, originally when they applied and built this, there was no outdoor storage there.
Right.
So
was that new? I can see how you said to them, Eric. I'm not saying I don't see how you did this.
Yeah.
And they emailed, and now we're discussing it. So I think we're all in agreement that this project doesn't fall under the moratorium.
Okay,
Now maybe our attorney should weigh in on that.
True.
Well.
I mean, moratorium or not, they would have to go to the BZA.
Yes.
Correct.
So it's
right.
Not like that process is
right.
Anything
right.
Different.
Right.
Well, they're just thinking they're going to have to wait 6 months and then start with the BZA or whatever. But the original, I'm going back to the original what they applied for. Now they want to change what they originally asked for. So therefore, I'm saying let them go through the process. And this, as far as I'm concerned, this was for anything new and upcoming
that
would come in front of the trustees, not something that has already been existing.
Yep.
And if they applied it this way in the beginning, there would have been different questions back then.
Correct.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So we're all saying the moratorium does not apply.
Yeah, so I'll contact
existing
self-storage
unit.
I'll contact them and let them know they can apply to the BZA.
All right. We got a couple minutes here before our public hearing. Gavin, you have one item in your to increase appropriations, and I'll make that motion. motion to approve an increase in appropriations at account 2191-760, I'm sorry, quad zero machinery equipment by $20,000.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And then we should have backed up. Were there any other correspondence?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. So then, now it is 5:45. So I'll make a motion to move from general session to public hearing for to discuss the 2024 budget.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. Is there anyone in attendance tonight who would, from the public, who would like to be sworn in to speak either in for or against the 2024 budget? All right. Seeing none, I will make a motion to close the public comment portion of the public hearing.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right. Mr. Pike, it's all yours.
So I went through the budgetary process, drug it out a little bit longer this time. I'll say this is kind of an overall general budget. We did not dive into fire department budget very much. Just he's as busy as can be right now. I kind of just went forward with kind of carryover from last year, and we didn't dive into it. Just too much going on to dig down and look at, you know, potential wage increases, other things that are going to happen. So just disclaimer on that for right now, from that standpoint. But other than that, you know, I go through and trying to analyze, we're halfway through the year almost, you know, where do we think our receipts are going to end up, you know, where do we think our expenditures are going to end up, and then what our capital item is going to be with inside that. I did get, Trustee Vickery, I did get your email, but not till today, on those other items, and we can discuss those and, you know, other items that to add, you know, during this. So after I go through my stuff, I'll have you, you know, touch base what you were thinking, what you had sent me from that standpoint. But you'll see, I'm projecting that our receipts are just over $10.8 million for the year. Of that, we're projecting $677 in grant funding or loan funding. So it'll be just over $10 million in different collections that we will take, that we'll take in that aren't grants.
Just a question too. Yeah. You mentioned last time that our interest earnings are significantly higher.
Yeah.
Are those, I mean, I'm just ballparking, we're going to have about $500,000 of interest income, higher or lower, but yeah. Is those figured in receipts?
They're in receipts.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have, in the general fund,
okay.
I have $540,000 in interest. But okay. It is spread out between the funds. The way that interest is allocated is, if you say interest for the month is $50,000, when I enter that in, it allocates it based on fund balance. So I, just whatever that fund balance is, it prorates it. So it posts it to that fund based upon what its balance is, you know, proportionate to our total balance. So that's,
so it's spread out over numerous funds, just that one line item.
Yep.
Great,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. So, and, you know, same thing, I think, in the working session, you said no one has a crystal ball on, you know, where our population is going to go and, you know, for planning. And, you know, this year, you know, a year ago at this time, I didn't project this much in interest income, you know, that we're getting this year. So I'm kind of taking where we're at this year and projecting it out into next year. So it is a very nice, you know, overall, I mean, it's $650,000 we're projecting in interest income, where 2 years ago it was $25,000. So
so it's good to have money.
So from that standpoint, it is. So I'll just kind of,
you know, historically how I go through it is I just do a high level, and I'll try and pin down a couple other, you know, little, you know, other items in there. So I gave you, you know, the revenue budget by fund. So in the general fund, I say we're going to collect just under $3.6 million. Only $900,000 of that is property taxes. So, you know, a small portion, you know, comparative to everything else. Then we have the interest income of $540,000. We label it as intergovernmental receipts, but that is our CETA, our JEDZ, our White House JED, and our airport JED, which those numbers add all up to about $1.6 million in revenue from those areas. Franchise fees is also a large number, $230,000. That's what, when you pay your phone or cable bill. So that's our portion of it, the taxes that people are paying on there. The rest is kind of just spread out into, you know, smaller items throughout there. The gas tax and the motor vehicle license tax are each allocated into their own funds. And if you remember, the gas tax increased 4 years ago.
Yeah, but 10 cents.
They all run together to me now. But you know, we're almost collecting, you know, $500,000 in gasoline tax from that standpoint. Our road fund also has property taxes that are collected, and we collect just over $1.1 million in property taxes. And when you see the property tax allocation, that's the portion that the state reimburses us. So if you remember when we did the levy, and we were talking in the fire levy and in the police levy, you know, did we want to do the renewal or a replacement? And we did a renewal so we could keep the percentage of the state funds that come in. So if you see that, that's what that number is from that standpoint. And we have $30,000. Income for that fund. If I jump down into the police, we have 755 in local property taxes and 93 in property tax allocation. The other miscellaneous not operating, that's just the fuel that the sheriff uses. We bill them for it, so I have to put it as a receipt. So that's when I say, you know, it's an expense on our side and a receipt on our side, just so you understand what that line item is on that one. When you go down to our fire, our property taxes are $1,950,000, and the state allocation is $142,000, and I have interest income of $96,000 allocated there. So 2.193 is what we are projecting. You go down EMS. I projected up just a tiny bit to $225,000. I think we were at $200,000 last year, but our runs are up and our collections are up just a little bit also. When you go down and see a couple of these 2,400 funds, the special assessments, Northwest Ohio Energy, that's a pure in and out. That's the PACE program that we have to approve. We collect the special assessments, and then we just give it right over to the Port Authority. So that $250,000 is an in and out number. Our garbage number increased just a little bit at that last meeting that we're going to special assess. The lighting district, that's what we collect on behalf of all the subdivisions and the street lightings, and we submit all that to Toledo Edison on their behalf.
So is that kind of in and out also then, Gavin, that's with the lighting?
Yep, that's an in and out fund too. That's just we're the administrator of the
fund.
We get
it twice a year, we pay it monthly though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll see the 2,900 fund. That's where we have the sewer money or whatever. I don't know if we haven't taken it out of there, so it's getting interest income just because it has a fund balance and we haven't allocated any funds out of it. And that other financing sources, 677, that's what we're projecting from OPWC to come in our way. So that runs you through, you know, just kind of where our receipts are going to be. And we've increased, this is, I think, my 12th budget, and that number at $10 million, I think I look back, was at like $4 million when I started.
I would say it was under six. Yeah.
So our total budget was like $10.5 million maybe when I started, so that was your in the way the budget, the government definition of budget is what's your fund balance plus what are you going to collect for the year, and that's what they call your budget. That's your budgetary number. So, yeah. So now our receipts are equal to what our cash reserves plus what we used to receive are. So.
Say that again. So now our receipts
Our cash balance plus our receipts, when I started, equal just what our receipts are now.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of growth, I would say, in the revenue side. A lot of that is our JEDZ side or JEDDs. You know, all of those things have really increased, you know, a decent amount. Interest income helps. We've had a couple, you know, we have a new police levy that wasn't here when I started. So, you know, there's revenue there. Fire levy grew, you know, just all part of that. So from that standpoint. From an expenditure standpoint, I went in and I did project up, you know, salaries normally the way we would do it. Increased all other expenses for, you know, trying to guess what they're going to go up, you know, just percentage-wise. So there was no new, like, line item of expenses, you know, per se from that standpoint, except for, you know, we'll go over the capital expenditures. That's where, you know, the majority is. But our operating expenses are pretty similar year to year from that standpoint. But the capital expenditures, which are all included in the budgetary expenditures.
How much are the operating expenses? Give me that total.
4.7.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, not that we're discussing that, though. I did have one question, being a newer trustee. Improvement of sites for $2,942,000, what does that cover in the general fund? The $2,942,000 on the same page, right above the general fund total, on page 3.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. It is, so that will jump down. That's our capital expenditure. So when you look at the capital expenditures spreadsheet, we'll go there. It has the description of it. The far right side is the account number that I allocated it to.
Okay.
So when you see the account number 1,760,730 improvement sites,
correct.
I have the sewer line $1 million.
Okay.
We have Waterside, Old Town, Township portion $1 million.
Our roads, the sewer projects.
So I put the roads in there because our roads fund.
Can't do it.
Yeah, our roads fund collects $1,340,000, and the road project is $1,005,000.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so you know, our excess funds that we have are, instead of increasing a property tax on roads, you know, our JBZ and GED, mm-hmm. all those monies that have given us an excess in our general fund are what we use for that.
Okay.
So that's what, you know.
Well, I was just thinking sites, and that. Like, I was thinking, like, physical land, you know, not the sewer. There's 4, 5, 6 other projects for this money here.
Yeah, no, that's that. And there's also $433,000 from Lucas County in there that we're going to, it's their portion of a project that we do.
So okay.
I have to run it through. Same thing. That'll be an in and out.
In and out.
In those expenses from that standpoint. But the rest of the capital items and just, that little listing in roads is the stuff we do every year. The road striping, spray patching, all of that sort of stuff. Come down into, you know, the equipment side of things. We have some pickup trucks. We got a, you know, Polaris, you know, Ranger in there. And, you know, some miscellaneous stuff. But $140,000 for the pickup trucks is what we're showing in our equipment side of things. Again, parks, we'll talk about the list that you sent over, and we'll talk about road maintenance buildings in a second. Just
you're fine.
It didn't get there.
I just seen the 2.9, and it was like, that was a big figure that just, like, popped out. It's like, okay, it says improvement of site, so that's what I was wondering, what all was involved in that figure.
Yeah.
We're putting
a $2 million, $3 million building site somewhere that we're going to build this huge site.
Yeah. No, that's
water parks.
from the fire EMS side, I mean, I did do a quick conversation with Matt, and we talked about some potential radios and some other things, but no, for 2024, not a new apparatus or anything large at this point in time, so we just have 50,000 in some miscellaneous for fire and 25,000 in miscellaneous for EMS from that standpoint. So then I was going to say, you'll see the two yellow highlights.
The big blanks.
That, you know, I said, I need your guys's, you know, input on what you want for park improvements or for, you know, fire to state, fire, you know, station renovations, because those numbers aren't, yeah, you know, I didn't get feedback on where you wanted that to end up. So
I was in the aerial,
will that, when we make our final other half, 50% of that, will that come in a 25 budget?
Well, it's already accounted for because of the PO. It's already encumbered funds.
Okay, that's right.
So
I love Trudy's list. I thought it was all encompassing. I just thought it was a 5-year plan, not a 1-year plan.
Well, should be a 1-year plan, and some I realize I'm just trying to account for the future, what's to come. So I know we're working on 2024 budget, but things keep getting more expensive. Things keep going up in price. I'm just trying to be proactive here to make sure the funds are there.
Not in your budget, but I mean, I know I talked with Harold about replacement of one of the regular pickup trucks, and you know, say, well, that's a plan next year expense, but you know, the way we've had luck on trucks, you know, do we put it in this year? And if it takes us 2 years to get it, we're getting it in 2 years instead of 3 years. Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to.
But allocating the funds, kind of like with these pickups, it's kind of part of that is if we can get them, great. Otherwise, we might be waiting 2 years. What's your dump truck that we ordered 3 years out?
Right. I don't think we're going to have the same problem with the pickup trucks.
No.
But I don't have a crystal ball either.
That's the same way that if you come across one and we have to increase appropriations this year, I mean, a budget is just what it is. It's a budget. We amended appropriations today. So, you know, this, it's used for planning purposes so we can understand what's coming, but it doesn't mean if it's in the budget, it doesn't mean it's automatic authority to spend it. And if it's not in the budget, it doesn't mean you can't amend and spend. So, you know, it's just kind of a guidance because things come up that you need that weren't planned, and then sometimes I just say let's put it out there just to see how that looks. But you know, as the time comes, you know, we'll discuss and see, is that still, you know, something that we want? But we just threw it out there so we could at least discuss it at that time.
Yeah,
is how I think of it.
Because another thought that I had in looking at your list, like expanding the parking over at Keener, you know, we were able to partner with the Metro Parks and getting some grant funding for the restaurant over there. You know, is there that same capability? And that's, you know, an 18 to 2 year process that, you know, since we are adjacent to the Wabash Cannonball over there, would there be, you know, that rails to trails funding available for that?
Yeah.
But, you know, worth exploring that.
We should be exploring every grant that we can possibly get our hands on.
So green parking, there's grants, and that's what I've been looking at for when we're looking at other properties for that parking. I've had bucklers out to measure some stuff, but there's a, when I was in that class at UT, they had, this guy came in and talked about green parking. There's some pros and cons to it, but there's free money for that, and that's probably something we should probably dive into a little bit.
Yeah, right now it's not allowed in our zoning code, so.
Yeah, it's only allowed is like a temporary overflow.
Yeah, and that needs to be improved as well, because green parking could really be valuable at a park. I mean, you might not want it in your shopping center, but
yeah.
So it would require some hoops to jump through. This isn't the first time we've talked about green parking.
I know it's your thing.
Yeah, it's my thing.
The trees in the middle of it.
I hope so. No lights.
Birds pooping on your cars.
That's right.
So did you want to discuss?
Were there any, yeah, I guess, Gavin, I mean, thank you for your work on this. Any, I guess, you have modest increases, inflationary increases across the board, but there's nothing really, you said nothing major.
Yeah, I didn't have to, you know, sit here and say, you know, we had to increase this expense $100,000 for whatever reason. increased our, you know, energy costs this year. You know, I assume I didn't have to increase them as much next year. You know, I mean, I did increase them, but that was a big number for 24 or for 23 compared to 21, 22. But nothing stood out as a line item as this is going to, you know, be a big difference.
So we're approving a budget tonight without the yellow, the highlighted.
Yeah, I mean, you can add numbers in there.
Can we have a few discussions on the list I emailed everybody? Playground equipment, remove screening from the ballparks. And you said to see what we needed for Keener Park. Do you have anything in the budget to cover any playground equipment or any repairs at the park? I mean, there's 50,000 lines, so do you have money allocated for any playground equipment or screening?
Purchase new playground equipment? No, that wasn't in our...
My understanding, so we should... The screenage that's on the infield of Baldine is tearing that all out and putting dirt.
Getting lots of complaints and scrapes, and it's 1980 ball field screening. Most, I don't know how many parks have screening still on their ball fields.
Scars from sliding it, too.
Hey, it's Kindler Gentler generation.
So here's the difference.
Okay.
That is very maintenance easy to do.
Right.
You put real dirt in there, and you're gonna get kids complaining in a whole different way.
Rainouts.
Because we're not.
Yeah.
We don't have people that are gonna prep that field every day. So you put real dirt in there, and you're gonna have weeds everywhere, and then it's gonna get hard. You're gonna get ground balls that get the wickedest hops. You're gonna be getting black eyes. Like, that is a rec field ball field. My kid, you know, played a pretty high level of baseball. We played a lot of games there, and no issues.
I'm just asking, does high school ball fields have screening? Just asking. I don't know. I didn't play ball.
No, they don't. But they also have 40 kids that have to stay an hour after practice every day and pick all the weeds out and rake it and shovel it, because if not, the field is junk. So we played on a lot of fields that had real dirt that were 100 times worse than that.
Did you ever play at Homecoming Park?
I would say most of the municipal fields are screened.
Springfield.
Yeah.
So they're dirt infields, yeah. And that's what I'm comparing them to. And I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I am seeing is when parents come up to us and say, hey, my kid slid into home last night, and his leg looks like he slid on asphalt. That's what we deal with in the park. Like, I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just telling you this is what we see. One of the maintenance guys, his kids play, and they complain. And then the baseball people come out and they drag those fields. So we spray them, we touch them up if it's been a nasty storm. But other than cutting grass and spraying them, we're not doing a lot of maintenance on them. So if we're going to go that route, and I'm for getting dirt. I don't like stuff. And our future would be a drag. And you probably know what that looks like, a three-wheel commercial drag, which is the piece of equipment you would use to keep it from getting hard. And if... Even though they're not playing, you're still dragging that field. I think the direction of the park, if you're going to spend the money on dugouts and things of that nature, it should probably mirror. If you're putting this pretty package together, when you open it up, the inside should match the outside. And I don't think stone matches the outside if you're going to put dugout covers. And that's my personal opinion. So
I also say, like, the whole dugout thing, we looked into that a while ago, and it was when my kid was playing. It could have been self-serving. I'm like, yeah, put a nice dugout in and get, you know, all of that. And I don't know, maybe it's just the difference. I was like, man, you don't need real dugouts. I mean, these kids are pampered enough as it is.
So we want to put covers for the pickleball courts, but we don't want to use anything for the ball fields.
The ball fields are great.
Pickleball courts.
All the time.
Pickleball courts get used during the day a lot more. I mean,
we put screens.
You put a covering over for, you know,
they're 60-year-olds.
Not as much use. I don't know. I'm different, but I'm saying my kids went through it and I didn't. And I sat here and I probably could have advocated for it, and I didn't advocate for it. I said I think they're fine that way. We're a community park, not
professional field.
Yeah. We don't have a levy for our parks. Like Pacesetter, you know, they have like full time staff that take care of that.
Yeah, and
so
Pennsylvania Rec District.
So right now,
like, there's, you know, the retired AD, he gets paid by whoever's using the field to go drag that field and, you know, take care of that field. And so it's not on, it's not our burden to do it. And we played out a lot of fields. I didn't have any issues here. Now it was, you know, my boy's 20, so he probably will played his last game there 6 years ago, and he was 14. You know, so it can get harder or whatever, but that's just my opinion. And I'd say I'm pretty heavily involved in baseball, but for what we have, I think we're pretty good. But that's just my opinion.
Right, I would grow another field, I would add another batting cage, I would do things like that before I redid what we had.
So playground equipment / sporting fields, can we, I had put in $70,000. Playground equipment or / you know, sports fields improvements, come back and look. I just was wondering if it could go into the budget.
Well, as I said, anything can go into the budget, but that's a pretty, just throw it out there. Like, usually when we are doing, like, a playground equipment, we have something planned so we know what it is. So it's not, hey, we put money in a budget, so now we're going to spend it, because that's what happens in government. Like, if we budgeted $30,000, we need to spend it. Well, we didn't have a specific plan. So when we've done...
We could come up with a plan by 2024 for a few items, because I don't think playground equipment is cheap.
Well, and I guess I'm just...
Okay.
We have playground equipment at both parks.
Okay.
So you're talking additional playground equipment?
Or sport improvement things, or the pickleball covers, or whatever you want, or some bleachers by the pickleball courts. I'm just saying,
that makes more sense when you're saying specific items. I'm just saying, this is just me and my philosophy. When you just do a big umbrella number, you're going to fill it, especially it seems like people find out how much is in your budget, and they're going to propose all the way up to there, and then you're buying stuff up to it. I mean, that's how it happens. So if you put together a park plan and you say, here's what we think is really going to work. Now let's go out and try and figure out how much this is going to cost, because this is what we need. Now we'll put that in the budget because that's specific. Instead of trying to allocate a dollar amount, you go and say, what do we need? Because one, you might need more than money, because what we want and you know what you come up with is, you know, more than what the budget is. Now we're doing a half job because we were limited by a budget, but it'd make more sense to spend more money to get what we want.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any, like, five-year plan coming forward with the park. And that's why I'm going to skip down to...
Can we just ask? Because several meetings ago, we talked about hiring that architect to add to the plan. We said, let's get an architect on retainer. Maybe we didn't say it, so maybe it needs said again that we want a five-year park plan. Much like we did on Keener Road, Harold. That wasn't your design. That was Kent Buehr's design.
Correct.
So did we not hear we want it? We just heard Barbara wants it, so we haven't taken any action on a five-year park plan with an architect?
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't aware. I didn't pick up on the fact that you wanted
Sometimes we all talk.
Yeah.
And
that you wanted an architect to do that.
I did not pick up on that either.
Okay.
And I would say more than just an architect.
I said
you got to give him the idea. So
well,
it's not his it's right. direction on what we think is.
He already knows what's there. It was when we were talking about the fire department as well, and that we should just have an architect on retainer because we need this 5-year park plan. It seems to me, Trudy, I don't know the backstory here, but that you and Doug sat down and came up with a list of what Doug might like, and you brought it forward, which is great. Doug has experience in Springfield Township, and he's seen other situations work well. So, and some of this we've discussed before, like the additional parking spots and how are we going to get over to that sledding hill. So those are important elements. I would just like the plan.
We're always planning.
Yeah.
We're always planning. We never come to a conclusion.
Well, let me just suggest this. When we, for example, did the playground here and when we did the playground down there,
we had a committee.
We appointed a committee. We
sure did.
And the committee came up with recommendations. And that's probably
better than an architect?
Where we need to, yes.
It's a whole lot cheaper.
Exactly.
I don't remember Kent Buehler charging us a lot for that.
But no, it's just giving him the right input. I mean, you might need the architect at the end to draw out what he's told.
Right.
I agree with that.
So if we're able to, and I agree with you 100%, if we're able to expand the park and put another ball diamond in with dirt, I would agree with Gavin, too, having played on those diamonds, and my kids played on those diamonds, that the screenage is a lot less maintenance-free, but it's not slide-friendly. But there's pros and cons to everything. You know, if you put dirt out in dirt, it's like, oh, you know, you get a quarter-inch rain, and there's mud puddles everywhere, and then there's rain outs. But, you know, maybe getting some committees is like, you know, I think we need, we've acknowledged, and we, you know, the parking needs to be addressed. You know, there's a number of steps with that. You know, do we want, you know, playground equipment? Where would that fit over there? Or, you know, do we bleachers around the pickleball courts? Where would those fit? Do we want to look, explore, you know, dugout covers or somebody? You know, where does all that fit in these line items? You know, come up with a price point, and it's like, okay, what does this all look like? Okay, do we do this in 1, 3, or 5 years out? So that, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Trudy, you have the community center on your list too, and we have been in that $25,000 range every year. I don't know if you put it in your budget this year, Gavin.
The last couple of years, they've had specific items coming up.
There are specific items.
Did they send them to me?
You were out of town, so they gave them to me on Wednesday. I probably should have emailed to them. They are looking at glass block windows because they're doing grant money for the sewer, get everything so they can expand. The gym is plywood. It's not good. They got 3 bids from Glass Brothers. It's specific. They want to do glass block windows in the 12 windows for the gym.
In the basement?
Yes.
And that's $25,000?
It ranged any place from 22.8 to 24, approximately.
And then they think they can use the basement.
They're working to, once the sewer line is, Jennifer took grant writing programs, classes, they're looking at all options, but they've also done a nice job. They just remodeled with all brand new chairs, and I did want to bring that up because there's 160 chairs that they want to donate or get rid of that were the older chairs. They're still usable, but they've now put up all new blinds. They've now put a lot of painting. They've got all new chairs. They're putting in a better, nice kitchen to go ahead and, you know, more curb appeals for that situation. So there is a line item.
Those chairs are already our chairs in inventory.
Huh?
They've just been using them.
Well, you can have them. They don't want them. They want them out of the basement by next month. There's 160 of them. Whoever wants them, we'll get them loaded out, and we'll set them in the parking lot, and they're free to go.
Not really.
Okay.
You have to dispose of them the right way before they give them away.
Okay, so yeah. I'm new.
But this is where our lease needs to, like, they've been using our chairs all this time, and now they want them gone,
okay.
And they want us to pay for their windows. So this is where I'm saying things just need to be spelled out the right way,
okay.
So then it's not.
Well, excuse me for not presenting.
I would not have known, Trudy, that the chairs were ours.
No. I didn't.
And I probably gave them to them, so I couldn't remember that.
So when were the chairs given? Are they?
And I start meeting in July, and I'll tell them that there are chairs.
We bought these out here.
Yeah, that's probably when. Because
they're a lot older than these chairs. We purchased them as well as carts, and they are on our inventory. Okay,
so
nobody knew that. Did you know that? That the chairs were on our inventory?
Well, if I knew it, I didn't remember it. So
this is way before my time.
Yeah.
So if you want, they can go ahead and put the township chairs wherever you want them. Because they're about all new, and they're on our books. So I guess we got to give them directions what you want them to do with the township chairs.
Well, to dispose of a township asset, we have a policy that's got to go on gov deals.
Okay.
So I guess
we'll look into it. It's now on Harold's list. on different things.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying.
So I just want to go back to the windows and the $25,000.
Yes.
Harold, I'm thinking about the Kent Buehler report because we had a plan for that building.
Yes.
The basement is in that plan. I don't have the plan in front of me. I used to reference it all the time. I think that is part of the building that needs improved and improves our asset. It may also be, you know, I know what Gavin's going to say to me, so I'm going to try to fight that argument without him saying it, but...
It's not part of the lease.
Well, it's not part of the lease, and is it competing with somebody else? And but the Boy Scouts could go down there if we can talk them into the Boy Scouts returning to the building.
And our safety, Safety City stuff's in the basement, too.
I don't think building regulations will allow them to use the building, use the basement for occupancy until it's ADA accessible.
Well, the elevator does go down there.
Okay.
It goes to the basement, but it doesn't go to the old gym.
Yeah.
So we would just have to make the steps coming out the back ramp.
You don't like using the money for that because...
No. I'm just saying we have to be careful.
If they plan to use it.
Plus the fact
I thought
that
it just made the building a stronger asset.
I thought the back wall of the gym was falling in. And is it even safe to use?
So I guess what I'm hearing is, Trudy, yes, I'm interested in supporting the community center this year with a park budget line item. But this might not be the project, so I don't know who... You got to call them about the chairs anywhere, Harold. You could bring all this to their attention.
You know, what do we want to do with the chairs? We don't have any place to put them.
No.
How many are there?
160.
There's your bleachers for pickleball.
No, just
fabric chairs.
And cool them off.
Maintenance building.
Under new business, we'll make a motion to put those on gov deals tonight.
I'm gonna make sure I text them though, because did they even know Jennifer's been there 7 years? I don't even think she realized those were township properties.
Lots of 10.
I don't, you know, because they're just saying we bought all new chairs, we put them in the basement, they want to remove them. So who knew they were township property? Because I didn't look at the image.
Right.
Kathleen knew.
And if they're going to tell us we have to put all of our safety township somewhere.
They're cool. But I'm just saying that I guess on the Bueller report, I should have gone back and looked at that again.
Yeah.
Did he not encompass the gym in the gym?
He did something in there, Trudy. That's what I was trying to bring up.
Yeah.
What did he bring?
There's a number of items that need to be done with the renovation of the old gymnasium space, the glass block. I agree 100%. That's one of them. I don't know.
Right.
You know, if there's more structural concerns,
it makes sense maybe, but does it make sense to put glass block in there if you're not going to do anything else?
Right.
Or the other things cost
right.
more money than
so we're not prepared
spend.
To commit to
well,
this project.
With the Bueller, I was under the understanding that they had gone through and made that saying if they put the sewer line in that the gym, the basement part was going to be usable. So maybe they're not counting the gym, maybe they're only counting the basement area and not part of the gym area. Well, we can come back later and discuss that after we find a few more questions answered.
Do we want, just to wrap up the budget discussion, do we want to plug in a placeholder number for park improvements and building renovations for Fire EMS tonight, or do we want to amend the budget at some point in the future?
Well, we did get, Harold got a, talk to Kent Bueller about the building expansion for the maintenance building, and it's in his report. So it's a very large item. Do you want to try to put that into the budget for 2024? Because material's not getting any cheaper.
Was that under park improvements or is that under?
Well, you can. I just was throwing stuff out.
Where, if that $700,000 number for the maintenance garage expansion,
would you put it in, Gavin?
Would that be under buildings?
It is not included at this point in time, just based on the timing of it all. That's
right.
Just kind of in our discussion. That's why I said the budget, I mean, we can throw numbers in there, and just because it's in there doesn't mean you're spending it, and just because it isn't in there doesn't mean we're not doing it. But just the discussions have to happen, like the discussions you're having right now on what you want to do, you know, with those things, are discussions that have to happen, and it all comes down to, you know, the proper planning of how you're going to spend the money instead of, you know, not well planned out, and you buy this, then you buy this, then you buy this, and you're like, we should not have done it that way, you know. So, but if it's all planned out, then you buy this, this, and this, it makes sense. And well, that's what I think we need to get to.
But the building, I think, when they drew the plans, was the plans already set up for an expansion on
it? I'm not talking the building renovation.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking overall on your list.
Right.
Okay. Well,
so
land acquisition.
You have a...
We can amend the budget.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
You have a resolution for $19,357,901. So if we wanted to add $700,000 for a building, we could do that right now.
Yeah.
Just change that number to $20 million.
Yeah, whatever that addition is.
57.
Which,
I think we've already discussed the addition to the building at this, and everybody's on board with that. It's a necessary.
Just
now,
with, yeah.
The problem becomes, Trudy, when you want to spend $720,000-$724,000 on the maintenance building and another $500,000 on the fire building and another $2 million on land acquisition and another and another and another. So in the past, this board's been extremely thoughtful, maybe slow, in making those plans and setting priorities year to year, so we end up with some flexibility, and now we're earning interest income. And if there is an emergency of some sort, we have some reserves, so we're able to do it. We talked in the working session about increasing salaries, and I don't think just one division of our team gets salary increases. Probably everyone has to get them, so you can't spend it all. You have to set some priorities. So I'm happy to put $700,000 in this budget, thinking to myself that maybe... You guys should tell me how far off I am when I'm thinking, okay, it's $300,000 to reorganize space, not build any new space. But then you mentioned footers and a mezzanine, which is a great idea. You know, is that more like $500,000?
Hopefully we'll have a better idea on that in the next couple weeks.
And, you know, roads have always been a priority.
Yes.
Period, end of sentence for me. And that we talked about generational change with that sewer, and I feel that same way about 28 exit, and what that brings to us is income opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2 years now, 3 years now, that TIF is really working. We can do a lot more. We can buy more parkland, maybe even somewhere else. But to do it all now because we're excited about right now might not be the best financial move.
But the best financial move, and I'm going to go back.
Yeah, go
to
back
the,
to spend your money right now, so that we doesn't cost more next year. But we still need it next year. We still need it next year. We still are going to need a new truck next year. We've never not bought a new truck ever. Every year there's a new truck on the list.
Yeah. I'm going to propose, and I hear both of you. Costs are not going down on anything.
No.
But I agree with Gavin. Some of this, I think we do need to be thoughtful and plan this out, but we do need to be a little more expeditious in our thought process.
That's a good way to put it. And I would say there's two components when you're spending money, and costs are going to increase. And it's the value of the use of it now compared to the future. So if I'm paying for something now, but I don't actually need it all the way now, and I use it to business, it's like, I don't pre-buy a machine for $100,000 that I'm going to need in 2 years, because it's going to be $120,000 in 2 years, because I don't need it for 2 years, and I've spent money and I'm not getting value out of it right now. So there's a time, you know, there's a time value of money on each side of it. So there is an increase in cost, but if I'm spending money because I'm worried about the future cost, but I don't really need it right now, then it's not the expenditure, you know, that's needed right then.
Is there anything on my list, Gavin, that you would not think that was not, I'm just saying needed, is there anything that I have put on the list besides the screening for the ballparks? Is there anything that you don't think that township needs that eventually in the next year, I'll even go 2 years out, that is on this list.
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to give it to me.
Land acquisition, $500,000 to get to the sledding hill and a bridge over there. Yeah, I would say no. I would say $25,000 to the community center. I would say no to that.
You always do.
Yeah, I know, because it competes against the private business. And we subsidize it. Playground equipment, I put something in there, but nowhere near $70,000. I wouldn't do any dugout covers or pickleball covers.
So,
I mean, I wouldn't do any of that. I would say our fire side over there needs a renovation, and I know we just don't know what that number is. But I would say, you know, money needs to go
there.
To go there for sure.
So I got a question then. Maintenance building expansion, yes?
If that is what's needed, yeah. Like, those are the sorts of things. I mean, as we're going up, I haven't been over there. But I think Harold, you know, Doug have said that is something that's needed, and you do the parking along with it, because that parking lot is, you know, jammed at times. That makes more sense to me. But we aren't. This is just me. You asked me my opinion. We don't have a park levy, and we don't. We're a township, not a city that, you know, provides all those amenities. And sometimes people come into the township, and I say we have $900,000 in general fund taxes, and that's it. But then they want city amenities. Well, we are still a township, which is limited government, limited amenities. So, I mean, if they want, you know, huge amenities, then, you know, there has to be a mechanism to go with it. My definition always is, are the tax dollars coming in being used for what they're designated for? And we don't have a park levy. So to go spend $500,000, $1 million, you know, when you're all said and done, I mean, to get to, you know, the free sledding hill, just doesn't make, you know,
well,
it doesn't add up to me.
I go, we need to get to the sledding hill.
Right.
We need to get to it.
It's a
sunk cost.
So, you can be done with
so
it.
So I'm going to
wait,
propose.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. I'm not quite done yet. So we're going to come back to the community center once we look at the situation. Harold's going to look at the structure, whatever, and follow through with that. And then maintenance building expansion, you did say it could be added into it. I'm still saying land acquisition should be put into it. I'll not take the dugout covers, the playground equipment. Maybe we can get some donations for different stuff. So I'll concede for that. But we do need the bridge over the sledding hill one way or another. And the additional parking spots at Keener.
If you want to add to the budget right now, and I'm fine with amending it later.
Okay.
Because this is already figured here. It's already a resolution made. I would right now agree to the maintenance building addition, and I guess the parking at that time makes sense. So.
Well, and I guess what I was going to propose, if we increase the budget to basically $20,500,000.
It would include both those things.
Well, that's basically raising it about $1 million.
I'm going to give you a different number just because when you guys said 19, that just doesn't make sense to me.
19,357, I'm saying $20,500,000.
So that Word document was a save as from last year.
Okay.
19 million was our budget last year.
Right. So that's not the budget.
So when you said that,
good, I'm glad I said it.
Yeah. And in reality, the budget has nothing to do with the expenditure side.
Right.
The budgetary numbers are estimated beginning balance plus our receipts.
Right.
So these expenses are, you know, the budget really is weird as it is, doesn't have anything to do with the expenditures.
Okay. So we don't need to add them in.
So as long as it's in the discussion point and we understand kind of how I said, if it's not line item out in there, you know, it doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
Okay.
And if it, you know,
got it.
But the discussions are what need to happen,
right.
you know, like intentionally, you know, from that standpoint. So the true budgetary number is $24,803,429.
$803,429?
Yeah. And that's my fault.
Is that including anything, or is that just something that...
That includes our reserves.
No, receipts, that's the beginning balance plus receipts.
Okay.
So it doesn't... Expenditures don't change your budget.
Okay.
So basically $16 million and $8 million, right? $8 million receipts, $16 million in reserves. Rounding.
Under 14 in reserves, $10 million in receipts.
Okay.
What were reserves last year, Gavin? Sorry.
I'd have to go backwards.
Okay.
I can tell you.
Okay.
But
just curious how much we're... So I move to approve resolution number 06202023-02, the Monclova Township budget for the 2024 fiscal year. The number reflected in that resolution is $24,803,429.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And I guess since we have our three, four department heads here, and I guess, you know, and this has been, I think where Trustee Vickery and I speaking, or some of her frustrations is that I think a lot of things we could do were thoughtful to the point where we're overly thoughtful and not expeditious. So how do we, and this is just something to think about as we move forward, how do we continue to provide good services to our residents in the most efficient way possible, but also be most expeditiously possible as well.
Yeah.
So there's a balancing there, and what does that look like? You know, some of the things like the green parking, well, the first thing is we've got to make a change in our zoning. So I just wrote myself a note, Eric, you're going to get a question here on green parking in your report. So,
yeah, right. Some of the work has to be done outside this meeting. That's
right.
How we're more expeditious.
Right.
Eric plans green parking. He sends an email that says this is what a green parking zoning would look like. Doug already weighed in and said, I have three grants I can do for that. It requires us all to be here and say something for anything to move forward, and we'd have to think about how to do business differently.
Right.
And that's what you're asking them to do right now.
Exactly.
And we cannot make any decisions via email.
Correct.
So some of it has to be done here, but if more pieces are here, like if you can already guess what we're going to ask, or you can allow us to do some asking ahead of time, maybe more could get done at this meeting.
So to come back to this, because it's not in the budget does not mean it cannot be done.
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure.
All right, I'll make a motion to adjourn from the public hearing and return back to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, Gavin, do you have anything else for your report?
Just because I was not busy enough with everything going on. I got our health care provider is going to do a payroll audit. and so they sent me a letter on that information. So we're still in the middle of our 2021-2022 external audit by our CPA. So just a lot going on.
How long did they give you to do that, Gavin? Is there like a time frame they give you, 30, 60, 90 days? Or
health care, I just got an email that I just replied to today because I just asked them if we could start it later.
Right.
They're going to start at the end of July now for me. So that's good.
That's still
quick. Better than, I think they wanted the stuff like this week. So from that standpoint, and external audit is pretty good. We have everything online for them, and they don't come in here like the old days that the state auditor, I think he just liked our setup. He was in here for like 3 weeks working on everyone else's stuff because our space was good for him. So
he liked the cold room.
Yeah.
All right. Under old business, we have the residential TIF update, which our attorney has assured that it is moving forward. We've got some additional information that I'll share with you, Gavin. I did share with Dawn from the county auditor's office that how the receipts are collected, but we may need to engage somebody as far as keeping track of all the lot splits and when they come online and all of that. So I'll share that with you.
And we may have more residential TIFs.
Yeah,
in
we have
Monclova Township. So
we have a second party that is interested. So. Park improvements. I did share this with Harold and Tech and Doug on Saturday morning about 9:15. I get two texts. Thank you for the pickleball stops. So So your crews with the donated lumber that we received were able to fashion those, and
those are happy.
Attaboy.
And I think it was done expeditiously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're talking more, you know, big picture.
So
being a wise guy.
Administration, like I said, we talked about that in the working session. We did the walkthrough last Friday. Hopefully we're hearing to get some ballpark numbers we can at least work with.
Yes. Able to, I sent the plans to Tony Perellis of KCS, and he acknowledged receipt and said that he would set up an appointment to come back and talk to Matt and I. You would be welcome as well. Probably early next week.
Okay.
So I will keep you posted.
All right. And then the solar field moratorium, do we need a motion to put that back in place then?
I put a motion on the email when I sent out my monthly report. Should have the motion right out of there for it.
Go to your report here.
I can just approve the resolution. I move to approve the resolution imposing a moratorium on the establishment of solar power facilities and the operations within Monclova Township. It's resolution number 06202023-01.
Second.
Second by Herschel. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
All right. And then our legal counsel has forwarded to us a listing of the Monclova Road TIF for all the commercial parcels up and down Monclova Road. I don't believe, was there any questions on that? Or what we do need to do to put that in place. So, all right. Under new business, I'm going to make a motion that we place township asset. I don't, the 100 plus chairs that are township property in the community center that we list as on GovDeals and lots of 12.
Lots of 12.
I'm going to second it, but I want discussion though.
Yeah. All right. And the only reason I'm thinking lots of 12 because you don't want 200 people going one chair.
Just,
or,
well,
just give them a motion to sell them,
right.
Not specific, because what if someone wants 20 chairs?
And you know what? We don't know the exact count,
yeah.
So I don't want to say 160 chairs.
That's why I didn't put that in.
So I'm just saying, nobody realized those chairs in the township, so I don't want to go over there and all of a sudden a church came and took 20 of them. So we need to touch base with the community, with Jennifer and with Jared Call, to make sure. Again, nobody realized it. This meeting was last Wednesday. They could have disposed of some of the chairs by now. To no fault of their own. So we just need to make sure what's ever.
I'll amend my motion to the remaining chairs.
Okay.
And we'll just be sold on GovDeals.
Sold on GovDeals, yeah.
Do they sell those small of items?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I second that. Oh, wait, Trudy.
I second it with discussion.
So you second the new motion?
Yes.
Any other discussion?
End of discussion. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Harold, you will be calling Jennifer tomorrow and clearing this up and the window project up, and I represent the township at the Historical Foundation meeting starting in July, so I'll be there.
Yeah. All right, and then Trustee Lang and Fiscal Officer Pike are two of our three representatives on the MMTJEDZ, and there was some discussion that happened last week.
Yes, the new focus of the Joint Economic Development Zone Board is talking about the remaining structure. Our July agenda involves our zoning administrator sharing the map and our plans, and we're hoping to focus more on infrastructure projects and how we can sell out the rest of that Joint Economic Development Zone so we're more business ready. and we had a great presentation from someone considering buying property, Yarder Manufacturing. Chuck, you brought this up before, and Yarder's done more work and presented numbers, and I thought Gavin could share, since he explains numbers so well.
Yeah. So, I'll say, I sat on this board a decade ago, and at that time, it was three different governmental entities that had disagreements on how to move the JEDZ forward, and it was basically put the money in and just take it out. Like, you know, whatever was received, just everyone get their share, and there was no reinvestment. And it was very refreshing. I think this was my second meeting on it that we actually met, maybe third, I can't remember. But the tone of it is completely different with Toledo and Maumee in realizing to get the parcels sold, there needs to be some, you know, potential investment by the JEDZ. And one of the applicants there, or I think it was the contractor for the applicants, was a little confused the difference between a JEDZ and a JEDD. Because in the JEDD, there's an automatic reinvestment mechanism that has to happen. That's how we're getting $100,000 from the White House JEDD for the sewer line, because it's a reserve that's put aside that you have to invest back into it. And they said, how come the JEDZ doesn't do it? And it was just different legislation. And JEDZs are no longer allowed. It's old thing. So basically, it was kind of talked about, even though there's no legislative requirement for the JEDZ to reinvest into the zone, with the scattered ownership and the way the parcels are laid out, the reason why things aren't being developed is because there was no master developer, and how do you get infrastructure anywhere, and who takes the first step, and all of that sort of stuff. So the ask was, would the JEDZ be interested in assisting in a road project? In my opinion, it's proper for the JEDZ to invest in that sort of stuff. It's not specifically the township investing in it. It's, you know, all entities that are part of it, that group has to do it. But the way the JEDZ is written is the governing bodies of each one have to okay the expenditures. So nothing was passed asking for it. It was just asked to come back to each person, come back to their legislator, and for us, our trustees, to say, are we interested in, you know, would we support the JEDZ making an investment in the infrastructure? And they laid out a $1.8 million road and utility project. And it would service two parcels that would, right away on one of the parcels would be a 240,000 square foot facility, with 100,000 square foot being occupied by a Yarder right away, with an option within the 5 years to take the next 140,000 square feet. So they want room for expansion. They have partners that they believe are going to come in and take that other 140,000 right away. Then there was a 300,000 square foot building also on that parcel, a little south of it, that would be a spec building that the same developer would put in. The parcel next to it had designed out a 300,000 square foot spec building, and then another 100,000 square foot spec building. We talked about the difference between warehousing and manufacturing. The people that Yarder has been talking to were all manufacturers. He did talk about different warehousing and jobs that they do create, that, you know, no one around there was interested in bringing in, like, cold storage warehousing. It would be all things that would actually enhance manufacturing, and that they do create some jobs. So if they took the ball to, you know, start the project, to talk about the grants available with the county engineer, and they got a price reduction from their seller. The parcel next to us was going after a price reduction from their seller, but the price reduction really is just a contribution to the road project. So they were asking overall if the JEDZ would be interested in up to, you know, 300,000, I think. So it'd be basically 100,000 from each entity. The discussion was, though, to
talk about having a little bit more because more projects need to have. So the discussion was, would each entity be willing to pledge, you know, up to $150,000 in infrastructure improvements, you know, for that area? Because if not, we're going to be sitting on some land that won't get utilized because someone has to develop it. And so that was, that's what their ask was. And it, right away, the payroll that would be coming in would be $3 million. And then they're going to expand their payroll for about $1.2 million. So roughly it's about $20,000 a year, you know, on our side. That doesn't include any TIF increases, you know, that we would get from that. That does not include anything from those other buildings, the other, you know, the other tenant that they would be bringing in. So it would be an investment from the JADC that I think would get a return in payroll taxes right away. And, you know, us with it being in a TIF would benefit from the increase in property tax value. I think they said their building would be $25 million. So I didn't go do that calculation and say how much money, you know, are we going to get from that increase or whatever.
That's a big one.
But so they just wanted this board to have that discussion, and I don't think it has to be, you know, formal ask. It's just what is the temperature of the board.
Right, and I have a motion prepared that we could discuss. So through our JADS revenue, I move to allow infrastructure improvements to the...
Can I?
Just let me say the motion, Chuck, so that we can discuss it. I move to allow infrastructure improvements to the Toledo Maumee Monclova JADS area in the amount of up to $150,000, as determined by the amounts given by our partners. The intention is Monclova will support the project at the same level as our partners. So that would be the motion I would bring. So when we go back in July, we are the leaders here saying, hey, we're willing to support growth in this area.
Second with discussion.
Okay, that's...
Okay.
All right. So I guess, and this is what my concern is, and I haven't got a whole... I don't have any new information over the last 2 weeks. So my concern... that there wasn't an overall development plan, that there was the developer, the one out of Fort Wayne was going to bring a road up from on Clover Road, and then Yarder was going to bring over from Riverport, and basically you're going to have two dead-end roads dead-ending each other. Hopefully the development plan that you guys saw last week includes everything Riverport extending from Jerome down to Monclova as one continuous road with some turnaround in
there. There's a phase one and phase two. Yes. So they're going to start with Monclova, and it is like a roundabout that takes you out.
Yeah, because there were two different, you know.
I don't think the county would let you do that.
Well,
the plan, that they worked with the county engineer, and the plan would be the original road would be from screens now.
Yeah. Well, where's the mouse when you need it, right?
Okay. It did help that I moved.
Okay. Can you just scroll down like this?
Can you scroll? Oh, the arrow. There we go.
So there, you guys can see it.
There's Mount Clover Road. That's phase one. And when I asked, why won't you do that one first? Mm-hmm. They said, because this parcel isn't purchased. So you'd be bringing a road across a parcel that they aren't owning. You know, they don't know that timing. So that is phase one. That is phase two.
This property, the triangle, is also being looked at, and it would come off Keystone.
Do we want to include as part of your motion the successful execution of a development plan where, and I'm presuming the owners will turn that right away over to the township? I'm presuming those will be township roads.
Yes, that was all talked about.
Okay.
I don't think it has to be in the...
No, this is just to take to the JADS board and see if they join us.
Okay.
Right? we still as a board have to decide, as a JEDS board, have to decide if we give to this project, a different project.
They had 400,000 in 629 funds, which I'm not that familiar with, and then 400,000 in TID funds, again, not that familiar with either of those. So they have $800,000 in grant funding.
Is that guaranteed?
No, it's not guaranteed.
No,
so
it's
comes going. Out this month. So next month will be more important. I don't think our partners can make a decision by next month, but this incentivizes them to make that decision more
quickly.
That we're
taking the first move to say we like this project.
Yeah.
We need to do this on the JEDS, period. Right.
Because if not, we're going to be sitting on farmland. Because
it's
hard to develop. You can't develop anything over there.
Yeah, and some of this all goes back to when the county approved North Jerome without utilities.
Yes. Yep.
So.
Yeah. So.
At the request of the landowner, which was at that time city is legal.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's kind of how earlier how I said, when things are planned out,
yeah.
you're going to do A, B, and C, it's a lot better than making decision A, and then now you got
to
go
to
B.
You have to make decision A and back up to decision
but,
B. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'm done with discussion. I don't have a problem.
Great.
Motion by Lang, seconded by Herschel on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Okay, we'll let you know in July what happens.
All right. Eric, you got your report. I just had a couple questions. So,
sure.
Green parking. Let's get that rolling through the process.
Okay.
With the plan commission, or get a text document to our legal counsel, and either through the OTA or the county, if there's anything else out there. But let's get that rolling through the process, and then we can work with Doug and those applicants for that. But I had another question too
before
the rest of your report. Do we have anything in our zoning regarding data centers?
No, we don't have anything for data centers.
And the other reason I ask is I had a conversation last week with one of the Lucas County Economic Development folks who said he was talking to a large data center over in Waterville Township, and he says, which is good for us because he said the data centers, the only thing they generate is high electric bills. He goes, it's a big warehouse full of computers, no jobs. So if that's something, if you could maybe gather some information on, and I'm not necessarily saying a moratorium, but it's not something I don't think we would specifically like in our economic development zones.
Okay.
And looking at those chalk ties off of Death's there, where they're with that. People would work. But are there any questions on Eric's report?
Yeah, 6649 Mill Ridge was bought by investors. We brought this up before about VRBO, and those investors may be interested in making this a vacation rental, which is not allowed in residential neighborhoods. So while you're bothering them, right, while you see zoning violations occurring and all that, can you please remind them that this cannot be a vacation rental by owner?
Sure. I've reminded that group before that it's not allowed in their township.
So you know it is the vacation rental by owner people?
I don't know what they plan to do to it, but I know that there's some connection between that other property. But I have told them that a number of times. They can't do it anywhere in the township.
Did we get any comments from the last article in the Monitor about that?
Nobody's contacted me about it.
I'm not sure it's been received. It should be received by the 24th.
Okay, they're out in the mail as we speak, so, okay.
I had one question concerning gas stations again.
Yeah.
I see there was mentioned in here on Briarfield.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming whoever was inquiring is gas stations allowed in that area, Briarfield?
They would have to get a zoning change. It's M1 right now, and it would have to be C2. So for that corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
All right. Matt, we covered a lot in our working session. I know you got a couple of action items in your report here.
Just the one with the resignation.
I move to accept the resignation of Jacob Tweetmeyer from the Fire Department effective June 16, 2023, upon return of all township property.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. And just for those at home, we had the last 3 months have been 180, 187, 186 calls. Our call volume is still steady and approaching that 200 number. Not that that's the number we're shooting for, but it's headed that direction. All right. Cemetery Sexton Holland.
Oh, boy.
And road superintendent.
Oh, boy. Okay, any questions? No questions. What's that?
Does the county really only have like one camera? Like, you know, it says the camera's in the shop. Ah, we can't help you out.
So they have two. One goes 100 feet, one goes over 300 feet. The one that we need goes over 300 feet, right?
Yeah.
Every time they go to use it, it keeps breaking. So it keeps holding this project up over on Reed. She thought she had one. She has four sinkholes. As soon as Matt gets it working, we're headed over there. I'm like top of it. I call him all the time. So he's like, you're driving me nuts. As soon as we're done, we'll get over and get it done. So we'll run the camera, see where the breaks are. That sewer line was put in 2016. So I suspect that there's probably one bad area, and the water's lazy, so it's washing out multiple areas. So we just don't want to start excavating until we find the hole. We want to find the problem and then fix it there.
Right.
So, yeah, to answer your question, I have two.
Okay. All right. I just read that.
He's like, what?
And then nice job on the thief in the cemetery.
You know, there's flowers back out there.
Yeah. So
they feel good about it.
Yeah. That was a deer camera.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the picture.
I heard you volunteered to get one put to your phone.
Yeah. No, I told Harold, I pulled up on my phone, there was a couple of $200 options to upgrade, and I said, Harold, just take care of it. I didn't want to get in the weeds.
Perfect.
Do you want to give an upgrade, though, on the Swan Creek Cemetery, what you guys have been doing over there?
Okay, so Swan Creek, we had a lot of conversation when I first started about what's that going to look like, what are we going to do with that building, and you guys have had difference of ideas. So in order to expedite things, we went ahead and took the old floor out. We put new stone in, tamped it, and then poured concrete in. So now it has that building is usable. It's got a flat, smooth floor. So we still got to hang the doors, but we're painting them before they go back on. Once those doors are on, that building is kind of a blank canvas for you guys to do what you will with it.
Besides store chairs.
besides that, yes.
We had a request about a columbarium from a resident. I copied you on that email, Harold. They were thinking at the gravesite they would put in a columbarium.
Right.
I don't think that's probably allowed. I don't know if you've responded to her yet or not.
I have not. That would create a...
interesting. Right.
Yeah. So I will respond to that. I'll take care of that.
So Swan Creek, great. We can create one in a building we already have. I think Ross Cemetery needs that same plan. People really like these things. It's about, you know, how much do they cost?
Sure.
I have a cement guy I know that can build it, right? Like, it's not that complicated. Our people might be able to build it, so...
St. Joe's Cemetery is putting one in.
It's just what you have to do today. It's not like we don't have the space.
It really depends on what you want it to look like. That's why, like with Swan Creek, I don't want to use the word guinea pig, but that's probably a good start for you to say.
Because you have the building.
Right. Let's figure out, to get power there, it's roughly $6,000. To get power from the pole, there's already a meter there. Trench it down the road, come in the backside, give us a few lights and one outlet. I don't think that we need a bunch of outlets in it. And that would go up over the ceiling 6 inches of sandstone. So there's construction things to deal with to get power in it. But that's a company doing it all, so we're not touching it. As far as pouring to the cemetery. We'll go up the road, so we're not going through. Does that make sense to you guys? That's our next thing, as far as get power to that building. And then what it looks like on the inside is someone's going to have to design something, I don't know who that is, to figure out what you want, how it's supposed to look, how you want it to look. I've looked at a lot of them lately. I've seen things where it looks like a trophy case and people put their things in it. I've seen other ones that are nice, clean boxes. There's everything in between. So, again, like, narrow down what you want.
Right.
And I'll do some homework for you and say, here's your...
Right. There's also, how do you get into it? Is it heated? Are there benches? It's more than just the wall of slots.
So, right now, there's a French door, if you will, right? Double doors. And then on outside, there are iron gates. The iron gates have to be trimmed off, and we need to bring grade up so the drain's right, so it's ADA accessible, because right now it's not. It wasn't before to begin with, but to make those things for future stuff, if you read, I have dirt stuck aside to fix all the grade, so we're not talking the hundreds of dollars, we're talking next to its manpower, to get grading right. Bring the storm drain up, which we have the stuff at the shop already, right? So all these things we have. But again, like getting into it, do you want to open it up on holidays or evenings? So that's going to paint a picture of what you want. So I don't know.
Again, I think I asked for a recommendation and what it costs, and I don't see me making these plans, but maybe I can.
He just said he'd bring ideas to us.
Yeah. Just give me
about
a direction.
A design.
Right.
Yeah, give me a direction of what you want. Like, do you want like a trophy case style thing? Do you want boxes with?
I want the most cost effective thing we can do, and I want the cost to be covered by the cost of the boxes.
Yeah, this isn't I shouldn't say a profit center, but at least whatever costs you should be recuperated. So if it costs $20,000 and there's 200 boxes, there, you know, $1,000 a box, or you know,
yes.
do.
Right, they're probably going to be $1,000 a box, so now you know what your budget is, so you can only get 100.
I'll get together with you, and we can kind of look what the going rate is for these and see.
Gotcha. I think there's enough room around in the area between Resurrection and some other cemeteries.
But we got a good start now. The floor is in, the grading will be done, manpower, so thank you so much for getting that moving on.
Not a problem. And then the big one I've been working on, I'm still waiting. I think Harold's still waiting from the county, is our bridge.
Yes, it's in my memo. I talked to Mike Stormer at the county engineer's office and offered him the suggestion that Doug had made.
She's got my other picture.
Yeah. Basically, they don't make a bridge. Well, the company that Doug found doesn't make a bridge long enough to span all the way across the entire ditch because it's a two-stage ditch. But they do make a bridge long enough to span the main channel. The shelves, what we suggested to the county was put culverts on the shelves, and you can put stone and then put the bridge across. And Mike Stormer said, yep, we can do that. They're working on the design. They're going to tell us what we would need to do on the shelves.
So here, let me give you this. Can I approach the bench?
they've got that on there.
They just put a 48-inch tile at each end.
And here's
something
bridge.
Like that, yeah.
So if you look at that design, it matches that bridge right there. So that was the whole, and there's a pricing sheet up there for you. So with that bridge, the one they're standing on, is 6 foot wide, and it's rated at 5,000 pounds. And you can see the price sheets on there. If we went to an 11,000 pound bridge, which would allow an ambulance to go over, you're talking more money. But the problem with going to that size is that doesn't supply the decking, so we still have to deck that bridge. That's just the frame. So once we go to decking to support 11,000 pounds, 11,000 pounds based on weight. So then you start adding 4x6s to cover his ambulance, we're going to kill that bridge. We won't meet our intent of getting an ambulance across.
so it's counterproductive. I would say, I suggest a 6-foot bridge that's rated for 5,000 pounds that we can put this Explorer, the Polaris thing that I have in the budget, that would get that across the bridge. That would get our 6-foot tractor across the bridge to mow, to do all these things.
You for your mule that you have, the fire department, yeah.
Right. Well, that's the whole idea of it. So that gets us, instead of spending $500,000 on property to get to the sledding hill, that gives our avenue to get to the sledding hill. That was my expediting your, my homework for you. So there's your solution.
What do we need to do to get the county to bless this here?
They blessed
there,
it.
We're
just waiting on the plan.
Mike Stormer has said, yeah, that'll work.
Okay, and we don't need to...
They're working on the design, what we would have to do on the shelves on each side of the ditch.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the executive session is about. I know it's about potential real estate.
Yeah.
Gavin needs to leave. Does
okay,
he need to be in the executive session?
No.
Thank
and
you, Gavin.
I'm
not sure. Short me. I didn't know Chuck was coming. He told us he wasn't.
This is like, this is like torture. I'm going to leave soon,
sorry,
too.
Sorry, I have another meeting.
I do, too. So. All
right.
We have to get to the sledding hill, so this is obviously an option
right.
that you're moving forward on very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the executive session covers.
Okay.
All right, any...
That's the
point. It's just, because people ask me, like I said, in addition to the text, with the other tech, you know, I get asked about the wind guards.
They're four to six.
They've been ordered like a month ago.
So there are 6 to 8 weeks to come, or 4 to 6, I don't remember whatever it was. We're getting there. I emailed the sales lady on that, sent it for the tennis ball court. I got an automatic response that says she's not in until, I don't know, I forget what it was, next week or the week after. She's on vacation.
Okay.
So when they show up, we'll get them up.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions for Doug? Harold has got no action items.
Correct.
Do we have any questions in Harold's report? All right, I'll make a motion then to adjourn from general session to executive session to discuss a potential real estate transaction.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On
the
motion, Lane?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. Kathleen, you ready? Elvis is not ready. He's left the building.
He's left the building.
All right. I'll make a motion at 7:22 to return from executive session to general session.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Vickery? Yes.
And at this time, we have no action items.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes. Good night.